everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
And he gets more mysterious all the time. Man, he's got a personality. And Judy and I have finally realized that Tater, our little dog, that is, can read your mind, and he can read it very easily. When it's time to eat, when it's time to take a walk, when it's time to do whatever, he's got you, he's way ahead of you. We've got an issue with my end, I just have determined now, of sending the contest picture over to get it put on the, it's just vanishing. I don't know where in the world it's going, but we do not have the contest picture up yet. We'll try to get it up today for you as soon as we can, and I'll let you know what the status is. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter that we have for you that's free, that's a weekly thing, is simple as filling out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you get it on a weekly basis. The school, the Natural Organic Certification School, it's a landscape and gardening school for homeowners as well as people in the business, is talked about right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. We've got some people now with businesses that are starting to sign their employees up for the course, and I highly recommend that. There are discounts available for people that want to do, you know, multiple classes like that. Some of the people that are doing it are saying that the company will pay for it, but you've got to take it. You got to go through all 15 chapters and get certified at the end of the whole thing to be covered. And we're delighted to see that happen. And hopefully more and more people will take advantage of that. Getting great response, great reports back on what people think about the course right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You win one if you identify the contest photograph, if we ever get the contest photograph up. And it appears that it's something on my end, because I've sent it three times now, and it doesn't even show that I've sent it on my end, so I don't know what's going on. Let's see. What else do I need to catch up on? We did that. A little bit more in Howard's garden, but I'll save that for later so we can catch up on phone calls first. Here's Sarah in Dallas next up. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hello?
Sarah, you there? All right, let's try this. You there, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What can I do for you? Sarah?
Hello?
Interesting. All right. Are you there now?
Yes, okay. I hear you.
What can I do for you?
I have raccoons. Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Raccoons that come up on my deck. I live on a creek bed.
Uh-huh.
And they've learned to come inside the house through the cat door, and I can't get them to stop. I mean, I closed it. Cat door, but they still want to come bang on the door at night.
Well, they're pretty little creatures, but they are a problem, aren't they? They are one of the animals, Sarah, that can be repelled pretty easily with what we call garlic pepper tea. And it's the same garlic pepper tea that we use on plants as the repellent in our soft pest control recommendations. It doesn't kill the insects. It just repels them. They don't like it at all. But we had a report years ago that started the whole understanding of how this works from somebody who had raccoons getting in their trash cans on a regular basis. So they sprayed the trash cans and bags down with this garlic pepper tea, and they quit coming around. So I don't know if they're sensitive to the the pepper or the garlic, or it's the combination of the two, but I definitely give that a try. The formula for making it is on my website. It's on dirtdoctor.com, but it's basically this. You take two hot peppers, hotter the better, and you take two bulbs, the entire bulb of garlic, and you mix those four vegetables / herbs, and throw them in a blender, add a little bit of water, juice them, then you strain out the solids. You can throw the solids around as a part of the repelling as well, or put it in a in the compost pile, you know, or in the soil. It's good for disease control and all kinds of things. But anyway, you strain out the solids, and then you add enough water to that juice that you've blended out of those four vegetables. You add enough water to it to make a gallon.
Okay.
And then that gallon is your concentrate. And then you use about anywhere from a fourth of a cup to a half a cup of that concentrate you've made of the garlic and pepper to spray. Don't get it in your eyes.
Okay.
But it is a wonderful repellent, and it's also good for your vegetable garden and your landscaping and everything else.
Where I spray it around my deck and my doors,
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Right.
Where they come up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's it's probably the hot pepper that's doing it, but try the mixture. And then if that works real well, a lot of people, and there's actual university research backing this up, the hot pepper by itself put into a tea can be sprayed on wood, and it'll repel carpenter ants, it'll repel termites,
okay.
And things like that. So the pepper by itself might work. So kind of try it both ways and see which way works best for you and let us know, okay?
Great. I sure will. I appreciate it. I thank you. I'll let you know if it works.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sarah. Let's go to Kay in Granbury, Texas. Hello, Kay.
Hello. Thank you, Howard.
Yes.
I want to know if putting citrus peelings, organic citrus peelings, in the garden and let them compost there, if that is keeping earthworms from being in there.
I don't think it would. I've never seen any indication of that, Kay, and we've recommended it a lot. I stumbled across some research years ago that came out of Louisiana, where people were putting orange peelings on fire ant mounds, and they were running the fire ants off. We've also seen that the ground-up citrus put in the ground will keep root knot nematodes off of plants. But the people that have used it have never given me any indication that their production, their health of their soil, you know, or anything that would indicate harm to microorganisms was any problem at all. We, in fact, have as a part of our detox program, the recommended detox program, a little bit of orange oil in the mix for the liquid applications. And what it appears to do is that orange oil at low levels, which you would get when you're using the peelings, you know, stimulates biological activity. It doesn't hurt it. And if you get it too high by putting out too much of a concentration of the orange oil, it might be a problem. But I don't think using the peelings is negative at all. I think just the opposite.
Well, then, wonder why I didn't have earthworms in this 4x8 bed that I have just tilled up by hand. And there's usually lots of them there. And it's lined with brick, just one layer of brick around it, and 4 inches away on the other side of the brick, there were earthworms.
Well, it's a possibility. The earthworm might be have a different kind of a sensitivity to it. I've never seen any indication of that, but if you've got them in one spot and not in another where you use the peelings, that may be somewhat of an issue. How much did you use, and what were you doing it for? Were you doing it to keep the fire ants out, or what?
No, I just bury the kitchen scraps, and I eat a lot of organic citrus, so lemon, lime, grapefruit, orange, all those. I mm-hmm. cut them up in little pieces and bury them with the other kitchen scraps right in the garden.
Okay. Well, how has the plant production been in that area?
I thought it was okay last year.
Yeah. Well, that's the other issue. You know, earthworms are always given great praise and everything, but it's not absolutely necessary that you have a ton of them in any one place. When I dig around in my garden, I don't see a huge number of them in any one square foot, but I see them a little bit anytime, you know, everywhere I dig. Let's do this. Let's do a little experiment, keeping the orange peelings for a while separate, and let's see if those same beds develop, you know, where you're using the kitchen scraps without the citrus, develop earthworm populations.
Okay, now, if that's the problem, how could I balance that? Could I put baking soda?
Just thyme is all you need. That would just neutralize it. You know, the biological activity is going to break down the citrus. It's not going to be a problem.
Great.
Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we're still trying to get that contest photograph up for you. It's not up yet, but I think we're closing in on it. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478. Let's talk to Maria, Lakeland, Florida. Hello, Maria.
Hi, I'm so happy to speak with you. I've been looking for you on the radio down here and haven't really found you, but I'll keep looking.
Well, are you just listening on online now or what?
I'm listening on my iPhone, which is, you know, online accessing your...
The app?
Yeah. Okay. No, not app. No.
Okay, just the live stream. Okay, cool. Glad you're joining us.
Well, I'm interested in absolutely everything you're talking about, but I know I can't ask you everything. So I'm going to start out with my question about the Roundup. I've been told by the people who work with, gardens here, that Roundup is okay, but I probably would agree that it's not okay. What can I use? I know you have something about vinegar, but can you tell me about that?
Yeah, if you have access to the internet, just go to dirtdoctor.com and you can go into the library there and read all about all the different organic herbicides that we talk about. Vinegar is just one of them. Strong vinegar. There's a formula that I recommend that I make myself and I get people to make that's made out of 10% vinegar, which is pickling vinegar that you can buy usually at the grocery stores. Not always, but they can always get it for you if they don't have it. I use 10% vinegar with a little bit of orange oil mixed in. The 20% vinegar, which is obviously stronger, it's 200 grain vinegar, is for sale out there as an organic herbicide. It's labeled as an organic herbicide. And all of the vinegars and all the fatty acid products are herbicides that are non-selective. That means any green plant that you spray on it, whether it's a desirable one or a weed, it's gonna injure or kill. There is one selective herbicide on the market that's organic, and it's called Agrolon Crabgrass Killer. And it'll kill crabgrass, clover, vetches, the cool season weeds like I was talking about earlier. It works very well. Probably works a little better in the south on southern grasses than it does on cool season grasses, but should be perfect for you in Florida.
And if I wanted to grow a vegetable garden in my atrium, what will keep out rats?
Well, if the rats are coming in for the vegetables, you're just going to have to work with a pest control company that will help you with exclusion, which means, you know, stopping up all the holes, all the access points where the rats can get in. And then you'd have to set up some kind of snap trap situation that would attract the rats and kill them if they continue to get in. And you're just have to bite the bullet and go that route if they're continuing to get in. The best approach is to set up an exclusion so they can't get in there.
There's no way, because they just go over the roof. You know, they go over
roof. Oh, this is open air kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, all you can do in that case is just the bait the traps and do some repelling. Unfortunately, the hot pepper, like I was mentioning for raccoons or the garlic pepper tea, it'll repel mice pretty well. Mice hate hot pepper. You can put out a dry hot pepper, or you can spray liquid hot pepper, and mice will stay away from it. The big rats get used to it, and it will not stop them. So you have to use these trapping mechanisms with baits to attract them and kill them. And that's just facts of life. You have to do that. You have to go that route if they're a problem.
So does everybody have a problem with rats that has a garden?
No, not everybody. It's kind of hit and miss. If you're putting out something that they're really attracted to, you know, like, unfortunately, bird seed and things like that really attract them a whole lot. So if you're doing anything like that, you may want to change to plants that have seed and berries that will attract the birds rather than putting out bird seed or suet. Those kind of things really attract them strongly.
Do orange trees attract rats?
Shouldn't, but I guess that any kind of fruit could attract any kind of a rodent, and you just have to deal with the repellents, like I talked about, the Scram products in general. You might look at those that are called mole scram, rabbit scram, this, that, the other kind of scram. I think they have one for rodents that might work really well. So look at that. Look at the garlic pepper tea being sprayed on a regular basis. And when I say regular basis, maybe every 2 weeks. And let's see if we can't repel them out of that garden.
Does your book handle all of these questions?
Yeah, the new book, the organic manual that I did with Mother Earth News, I totally updated all the charts that cover all of the different pests, including animals. It's right in the new little organic manual. The easiest way to get it, if you want it, is from them at MotherEarthNews.com.
MotherEarthNews.com.
Uh-huh.
And the name of it is Organic Manual.
The Organic Manual by yours truly, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you so much. Okay. I so appreciate you.
Well, call us again. Good to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we will talk to you more right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, there's a line if you want to jump on there real quick at 866-444-3478. Let me look at one quick thing right here. I think, aha, we have it up, the contest photograph. It's a strange, it's a strange photo. It's not the best photograph of this plant that you've ever seen, but I took it a couple of days ago just to show that it can come back in the middle of the winter. Sometimes it looks even better than this in the middle of the winter. But it is a perennial and an interesting one for you to know about. And first one to get it by email or calling on the show wins one of our courses, our online natural organic certification courses. And the online is info@dirtdoctor.com, and the call on the show is 866-444-3478. Angela, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hello, Angela.
Kind of weak.
I'm sorry?
I said, can you hear me all right? Because my phone signal is pretty weak out here.
I can. Got a little bit of an echo, but I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Are you there? All right. I tell you what. Let's go back.
Can you hear me?
Let's go back to the other side here. Hang on just a minute. Are you there now, Angela?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. My signal is weak. I apologize. I want to build a greenhouse. I want it to be lightweight because in the spring, I want to put it in one area, and then in the summer, I want to move it over to a shaded area.
Uh-huh.
And this may be on your website. I have to confess I've never checked out your website. But where would I go to get good plans and good ideas about a greenhouse? It's not going to be very large. I'm thinking of using that like corrugated plastic.
Right.
Not glass.
I tell you what I'd recommend, Angela, the people that I'm working with now that I've been talking about the new book we did together, Mother Earth News. If you will go to their website, MotherEarthNews.com, and just do a search for greenhouses on there, I bet you'll find better information quicker right there than anywhere. They deal with living off the land, being off the grid, and greenhouse stuff and that kind of thing, just very, very efficiently and thoroughly. So just go to their website, and I bet you can find everything that you need. And if you want further help on that, it'd be a pretty long drive for you, but you might want to come down to Belton, Texas in February and go to their event and meet some of the people in person.
Is that anywhere near Houston? I have a niece in Houston.
Well, it's north of Houston. It's Belton is in the center of Texas, and not quite as far as Houston would be, but it'd be not that terribly out of the way to go there and then go on down to Houston.
Okay. What date did you say this was?
Well, it's coming up February the 18th and the 19th.
That's next weekend.
Yeah, Belton, Texas.
Okay. I also have a question. Of course, in a greenhouse, I plan for this to be my garden. I have rocky soil, and I'm not going to dig in that rocky soil. I go to the farmer's market first. Do container gardens do well with, like, vegetables and things like that?
They do. You just have to accept the fact that you're dealing with a limited volume of soil, and the roots are restricted compared to what they are if they're in the ground, in the soil. But yeah, people do vegetable gardening in pots all the time. The pots I'd recommend that you look into, if you haven't already, they're called smart pots, and they're made of fabric and real easy to move around, real easy to handle. They breathe. They don't create a situation where the roots grow out and hit a hard wall and start circling and girdling in the pot. They're just a far, far superior way to go, called smart pots.
Okay, well, I'll check that out. Although I will say, I have seen a pile of big black pots about the size of people that people do small trees in,
mm-hmm.
and they look like they're just abandoned. And I have not asked about them, but I thought, hey, I think I can get those cheap.
Well, if you can get something free, that's fine. But if you need to go buy something, look at the at the fabric pots.
And like I said, they're what I have seen small trees in, so they're pretty deep.
Yeah. No, I'd be fine.
I also have squirrels. We have a cypress house, and I don't know what it is about the wood, but they love the wood. It's like Hansel and Gretel, you know, chewing on the witch's house. I feel like the squirrels are just going to eat my house up.
Well, try the same things we've been talking about the rats, and it might work. Squirrels are harder to repel than any of the little beasts, but the hot pepper, the garlic pepper tea mixture will definitely help. Somebody called and said that, talking about rats a minute ago, I should have mentioned that if the people have dogs and leaving the poop out from the dogs, that the rats are actually attracted to that. So that's kind of the previous question, but for both of them, the garlic pepper tea will be worth a try.
Okay. And I've considered getting dogs, but I like to travel, but I think I have someone who will check on my dog.
Well, that'd be good.
And I plan to get two so that they will keep each other company when I'm gone. And so would that help with the squirrels, do you think?
Some dogs are very good with squirrels. My little dog, Tater, he just stares at them. He makes a feeble attempt sometimes to run after them, and you can tell that if he gets fairly close to him, he kind of pulls back a little bit. He's really a weenie. So some dogs will help and some dogs won't with the squirrels.
Well, I have a trap, but that's not my sort of thing.
No, I don't like to deal with that either.
And I didn't want to put out poison. That's what some people recommended and I didn't.
No, don't do poison. The only thing that if you have to go that route at all is trapping.
Yes. Okay. But there's just too many. I mean, I'm out in the woods. I'm out in the boondocks, my friends say.
All right.
And I am, and I like it. So.
Garlic pepper tea. Give it a whirl, and let's start there. And then if that doesn't work, we'll try something else.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Sally in Bonham, Texas, East Texas. Hey, Sally. What's you there?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
I have crepe myrtles that are only about 4 and 5 feet tall. They're young.
Okay.
And late last year, I discovered white spots on the branches, and they proliferated. And now I'm seeing that the branches that they're on look like they've died or are dying. They've turned dark and...
Yeah, that's a sooty mole that comes... It's a disease, fungal disease, that comes from the waste of those scale insects is what you're looking at, the white. It's become pretty prominent the last few years on crepe myrtles. I'll tell you the spray that'll work for it. It's non-toxic. But the first thing that you need to do, Sally, is do a dramatic version of the sick tree treatment on your crepe myrtles. Small plants need to have this done because the flare at the base needs to be dramatically exposed, even on a little 4 foot tall crepe myrtle. Most crepe myrtles, when people buy them from the nursery, they're too deep in the containers. And then when you plant them, they maybe settle a little bit. We use some mulch, they get a little deeper. So the first step of the sick tree treatment is to pull the soil back from the base and expose that flare so it's dramatically flaring out sideways, flaring out laterally from the trunk.
Okay.
Then the rest of the sick tree treatment is to aerate the ground around the plants and put out the organic amendments that I recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, and sugar like cornmeal and molasses. And then the spray, that changes the stress level in the plant so that the plant's not as susceptible to the scale coming in. Now, to kill the scale, there's a couple of different things we can do. What I'll use myself is I'll use garret juice, compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. Now, you can make your own or get one of the commercial products, either one. I use that as the base of the spray. And then I add 2 ounces of orange oil or D-limonene. D-limonene is the chemical name of orange oil that will be on the label usually.
Okay.
2 ounces of that in a gallon of the ready-to-use garret juice spray. And you can then add a little bit of the product called Bio Wash, or there's a... another product that's excellent called BioSafe. Both of them added to that mixture, and it'll take care of those scale like that.
Fantastic. Okay.
Now, if you don't do the sick tree treatments,
it's not going to help.
They're going to come back.
Right. Okay.
You got to do that to change the conditions that brought them there in the first place.
Okay. All right. I'll do it because I love these treats.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
866-444-3478. Let's go to Illinois. We haven't been there today. Outside Chicago. And talk to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Got a question for you. We've lived the house that we were at for about 10 years, and the people before us used Creeping Charlie as a ground cover.
Yeah, okay.
And
I've done that before, too, by the way.
I did, for us, it's been a mistake because now it is the long cover.
It takes over, yeah.
It does. And so what's the best? I mean, we've tried some different things, and we don't want to do anything. We have some pets. We have dogs. We don't do anything that would be toxic to them. I saw on your website that, like, vinegar, things like that, hydrogen peroxide, could have an effect on that. Does that do anything? I mean, is that effective?
Well, the vinegar products will kill Creeping Charlie. There's no question about it. The BioSafe product line that I just mentioned a minute ago, besides having insect control, they also have weed control. And their weed control is a fatty acid product, right, like I was talking for, and it's effective. It'll kill the Creeping Charlie right now. But the downside of this direction is it'll also kill your bluegrass, your fescue, your ground covers that you like, pachysandra, whatever else you have growing there. It's a non-selective approach. So if you want a selective approach, you'll have to go with the AgriLawn crabgrass killer. Either way will work to control the Creeping Charlie.
Now, the crabgrass killer, what will that do? That won't do anything, obviously, to the...
I'm going to have to put you on hold. Let's talk off the air or back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
EXO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try EXO Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for EXO Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying EXO Odor Neutralizer today.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And I was trying to talk to Dave a little bit more off the air there, and he hung up on himself, or I hung up on him, and probably the latter, so... if he calls back, we'll talk a little bit more about Creeping Charlie. But I think he wanted to basically know that if you use the vinegar products that you heard other plants, and yeah, you can. You have to use vinegar and fatty acid products selectively on what you want to kill. The only selective organic herbicide there is right now, and it's a good one, is the one called Agrolon Crabgrass Killer. And the way it works is that you wet down the entire area, and then you dust this crabgrass killer, this Agrolon product, out on the weeds. And the active ingredient is cinnamon. It's pretty wild. And it will kill the weeds without hurting the turf. It's probably better, I think I said this earlier, in the south on the southern grasses, not hurting them, than bluegrass and fescue and things like he would have in Chicago. But it is selective, especially if you use it carefully and according to the label directions, wherever you are, north or south. Let's see who is next. Mike in Salina, Texas. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering. I do raised bed gardening.
Okay.
But I've got one particular raised bed that I've noticed in the last couple of years that the soil dries out too quickly. And I was wondering if there was something, I don't like that black cow or something that I could chill into it to help hold the moisture better.
Well, yeah, black cow would be great. That's a good quality compost that comes in a bag. And that would help a lot along with the compost. So if you want to do the ideal, best possible thing is to use all the amendments that I recommend for bed preparation. The two that are the most important, though, are compost, like you mentioned, and lava sand.
The lava sand.
Lava sand.
I've been hearing you talking a lot about that. Yeah,
that will hold the moisture at the right level for a longer period of time than even the compost. Now, if you add green sand or the ladybug product called Magic Sand to it, it works even better. And if you add whole ground cornmeal and dry molasses to the mixture, those are sugars, and
right.
they stimulate biological activity really well. It really fires it up quickly. It'll work even better than, you know, doing the original thing. So the best thing to do is compost, lava sand, a little green sand or magic sand.
I do my own compost. I got the tumbling type.
Yeah, that's fine.
And, but I'm still trying to figure, and I put that in there, but it's just, I don't know, I don't get it. It's that one particular one out of, I got five raised beds, and that one, I notice I've all, it's, you know, I always kind of put my hand down in there and feel
yeah.
the soil
mm-hmm.
for watering. And it's like, why is this one drying out so much? So I'll give that a try. One other quick question while I was waiting on you is, what can I use to get them pesky little fire ants out of my garden?
Put out dry molasses across entire area. Put it out just like you're putting out a fertilizer. It'll function as a fertilizer. And it'll run them off 9 times out of 10 without doing anything else. If it doesn't, you can kill the individual mounds with what we call the mound drench, which is basically Garrett juice with some orange oil, 2 ounces of orange oil added to it, just like I was talking about spraying the crepe myrtle trees. You can use that same thing as a drench on fire ant mounds and kill them. The spinosad products can be put out dry on the mounds or mixed liquid and poured into the mounds. But usually the first step, dry molasses, takes care of everything.
Would that be something good, like to put in all of them just to help the nutritional value of the soils in all my gardens?
Oh, yeah. I use dry molasses and everything, all kinds
I'll
of
do that.
Beds.
I'm gonna try. Because I find these fire ants the hard way, if you know what I mean. And they hurt. Okay, well, I'll give that a try. I appreciate it. I love listening to you on Sundays.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The other thing for fire ants and other pests is beneficial nematodes. And one of the things that I need to start talking about now, because we really rev up this recommendation during this period of time now, as plants start to leaf out and grow, we want all gardeners to put out beneficial nematodes and trichogramma wasps for two completely different categories of pests that everybody has trouble with. And it's a really inexpensive, relatively speaking, inexpensive thing to do to give you some long-term pest control, including fire ants. Beneficial nematodes will also help you with fire ants and termites and other pests. Let's see what John's up to in San Angelo, Texas. Hi, John.
Hey, John. Howard.
Howard.
I planted my tomatoes and peppers the 1st of January in 3-inch pots in core.
All right.
And as of yet, I mean, everything came up, but it hasn't gone past the primary leaf stage.
Okay. Can you hang on so we can talk without being rushed after this break?
Sure.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll talk about growing things from seed and core, which is coconut fiber, and other related things when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Whenever you hear somebody hang up, jump on here. Website's dirtdoctor.com, our free newsletter. You can sign up for right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And the contest picture's there. Name that plant. Win one of our schools. And also, it just tells you how to go and sign up for the school if you want to go that route. Howard Garrett, be back with you right after this.